This is Mitka. We're talking about IPL today. Did you watch the auction?
I didn't watch the auction. I saw live blogs, who is getting sold, who is not getting sold. There were some very surprise. There was pretty big names which got unsold, and there were surprises like Stark Price,
Yeah. Who?
Pat Cummins.
Unsold me, who was there? Unsold, I felt Phil Salt was one. But I don't think there was any big name, right? Was
Not
there?
big names, but even at like, if I feel at 50 lakhs, Shamsi, he was a steal. If somebody would
Shamsi.
have taken.
Actually, I like. So I'm a Mumbai Indians fan. I like Shamsi, and I like Maharaj. Shamsi, the problem is he's taking a foreign slot of a spinner, and you
Okay.
know how many spinners are there in India. And if he's taking a foreign slot, he has to be either, I think, world class. Or he has to be three-dimensional, right? He has to be like Mitchell Santner. He can do a little bit of everything. He fits in. Moeen Ali, he can do all of that, so he fits in. But I think even Adil Rashid did not get picked. I think his
Yeah.
base price was higher, 2 crore maybe.
Yeah.
But he did not get picked. So I'm not that surprised that they didn't get picked. Although I feel like Shamsi and Maharaj are good enough to have gotten into a team. But
But
anyway,
at 50 lakhs, you can have that
yeah.
player. You can have you even let's say if you have three Indian spinners who are in the squad, some are like uncapped players.
Yeah.
You haven't even heard from those names.
Yeah.
And if Shamsi is there in the squad, they can pick some tricks from him. He's a world-class wrist spinner, left-handed.
And not play him. Just keep him in the squad for
No,
backup.
but
Like,
50, but at 50, if a team can spend 10 crores, 20 crores, 15 crores on one player, at 50 lakhs, getting
hardly.
such, even if, let's say, if somebody, some team, let's say SRH buys him, or let's say Punjab buys him, and they are going to Chennai, and they want to play three world-class spinners on that track, and then giving Shamsi one or two matches based on, let's say, on Eden track or Chepak track, he can be quite handy still.
Actually, it's kind of like this Mohammad Nabi buy that Mumbai Indians did. They paid 1.5
Yeah.
crore for him. And he's probably not going to play. Maybe he'll play two, three games. Yeah, and especially if required or in Chennai or things like that, he'll play. But he'll be there in the squad. He'll help around. He'll do that. Maybe something like that they could have
No,
got him. Yeah.
if you have seen this when this guy, South African spinner, who was that guy? With the beard and everything, who used to run a lot after taking wicket, South African spinner.
Imran
Imran Tahir. He was so good at in Chepak track. He used to play a lot of matches for Chennai. He
Yeah.
was quite good at
Yeah.
that time. Even if you see it, Varun Chakravarti, he can't bat. He
Yeah,
can't
but he's
field.
Indian, right? So you can't
Even
compare.
if he is Indian, let's say if somebody is going on a turning track, he can be still handy for two or three matches. You can give a player 50 lakhs. If you are spending 15 crores for a player.
And then who else was unsold? I think Hazelwood was unsold, but Hazelwood, I think he has.
Hazelwood did a great bowling for RCB when
Yeah,
he
but he
left.
has some availability issues, I think, Hazelwood. So forget about him. The Indian people, I think, ultimately, Kartik Tyagi was did not go in the first round, but then ultimately he went. He was sold for a very, very cheap price, actually. I think 60 lakhs or something, Kartik Tyagi. So I was expecting more from him because, you know, there's a lack of Indian seamers and generally Indian seamers you'd want,
But
but
if you
he
see
didn't.
at James Nishant, Odin Smith, these are the players who can give you two overs, and they are lower order, hard hitting batsmen. They can be a good number six, number seven people.
Yeah.
Even they went unsold. Even if somebody would have bid for them, and at base price, if they would have got these kind of all rounders, there's no harm having James Nishant. I was quite surprised on losing out of losing out on few all rounders.
It's okay anyway. There's only a certain amount of players who can play. These squads are over
So
25
what
people.
do you feel paying somebody 24 crores, 20 crores, is it worth?
So there are two questions in that. Firstly, how can you pay somebody 24 crores when a Bumrah is getting 11 crore and Cummins and Stark are getting 20 crore plus? That is basically just auction dynamics. I think that is the way it is. I'm not getting money, so I don't care. But I think ultimately that might change. For now, we know that because it's a mini auction, there is lack of big names in the mini auction. Each team only wants to buy one, two, maybe two big names, and otherwise just to fill in the gaps. And so those big names, everybody's going to go for them. So Stark and Cummins went for these incredible prices. And of course, had they gone into the regular auction, they would have fetched under 10 crore maybe. So you can't compare it like that. I was listening to Dinesh Karthik. He did a little video today. And he was talking about how the IPL should change that, BCCI should change that in the future, wherein there should be some sort of cap in the mini auction that you're... He suggested that in the mini auction, the player who gets picked should not be paid more than the highest paid player in that team. But even then, if there is any extra money that went in the auction, that money should go to the BCCI, not to the player. Basically, he was saying that the player should be capped because within the team, there could be disharmony if Bumrah is getting 11 and let's say somewhere else, someone is getting a little bit more. But I don't know about that. I think, I mean, ultimately, the auction demanded that people went for Cummins. I think Cummins, if he had gone to RCB were going for him. And in the end, they lost out to him. But had they spent all their money, 20 crores, I think 21 crores on Cummins, they would have been left with nothing and they would have had a disastrous team. So luckily, good for them, they ended up not getting Cummins.
What do you feel, let's say Matt Henry, Adam Milne, they went unsold at base price.
What was the base price? 2 crore?
2 crore, 1 crore, 75 lakhs, they were different. But not buying them. For example, what KKR did, they first bought Stark at 24 crores. They roughly spent 75% of their entire purse on one player. And they bought then around 9 to 10 players at 10 lakh, 20 lakh base price. Unknown names.
Yeah, which has typically been the way because I think that is because...
My question is whether you will choose to have one Stark with 25 crores and then 9, 10 players, unknown people at 10 lakh base price, 20 lakh price, or you will go with, let's say you can buy Matt Henry, Adam Milne at
that is not practical because you don't know how much these guys will go for. Because if you end up buying a Matt Henry for, let's say, 3 crore, you don't know that the other players are going to go also for 3 crore. They may still go for 70.
Because once people go unsold, then there again the name comes, right?
Still go for huge amounts even then, right? We've seen that. People have come back, like Riley Rousseau came back, he went for a big price. That happens all the time. People come back into the auction and then they still go for 5, 7 crores. So I think it's simply because each team has their primary targets and they said, we need these players to play cricket for us. And they will go after them. And then they will only have money to fill in the gaps, which is fine. I think ultimately, like I keep talking about Mumbai, but Mumbai ended up not having to do that this time. Last time in the mega auction, they did that. But this time, they did not have to do that because they got a lot of 4 crore, 5 crore, 4 crore, 5 crore players. They ended up getting three fast bowlers for just under 5 crore each. They got Kudzi, they got Dilshan Madhushankar, and they got Tusara. But I think Tusara at almost 5 crore is... probably too high. Maybe Matt Henry would have been a better option, but he was available to Swara. And there's no nakhra with the Sri Lankan players' availability. They'll be there, they'll play. English players, anytime, I think nowadays ECB can just say that the player has to step back and prepare for the World Cup, especially fast bowlers. They may say that no, the World Cup is coming up in 1 month, they need to control their appearances. And then what can BCCI do? That's what Stoke has done. He's dropped out of the IPL. People do that, right? Especially Indian players do that a lot.
When I went through these squads, then I thought that maybe it makes some sense that KKR went after Stark with so much desperation. If you see, they have like their openers covered. They have Gurbaz, who is doing really good, and Venkatesh Iyer, Jason Roy. Then they have Nitish Rana.
Gurbaz is really doing very good. I mean, I think he's
done fantastic in even in Cricket World Cup.
Not for KKR last time. I don't think
he didn't get so much chance, but he's a gun player. He has proved himself in all the leagues. Let's see. But I am pretty hopeful that because he's the only wicket keeper.
He's the only wicket
guy.
Yeah, he's
they will play him. And then they have Jason.
Yeah, KS Bharat, who's not going to play. But you're using a foreign player on Gurbaz.
Yeah, because you have tons of Indian player for middle order. You have Shreyas Iyer, who will play definitely. Nitish Rana, Rinku Singh.
Yeah.
And then you will get Andre Russell.
Yeah.
All rounder. And then you have Indian spinners. You, then you might play this guy Sunil Narayan. Then you will have
Mujeeb is also there.
Varun Chakravarti. Either Mujeeb or Sunil. It's like a backup of.
Correct.
Mujeeb is like a backup of Sunil Narayan. And then you have, but they were, what they were missing was a gun fast bowler. They had Harshit Rana, Vaibhav Arora, Chetan Sakaria.
And now the star player got
now. Yeah, he's the only guy. And they got Gus Atkinson at the last moment. But if you remove these players, they didn't have any fast bowler in this squad.
Yeah, but what is their backup now? I don't know if they've got many other.
No, if Mitchell Starc, if he doesn't breaks down within the season, or like in many of the season, he doesn't turn up.
Yeah,
he pulls out in the last minute. You are left with the Harshit Rana, Vaibhav Arora, Chetan Sakaria. These will be your
I think Chetan Sakaria was a very good pick, by the way. I think these are the two Indian fast bowlers, Sakaria and Karthik Tyagi, who I felt teams might go a little bit for. Even Mumbai Indians, I think, would have probably gone for Sakaria. But so 50 lakhs for Sakaria is a good one. Theek hai, it's I think it's an okay team for KKR. But who do you think has the best or top two teams?
I feel Chennai and still Mumbai.
I think winners almost.
Yeah. With this squad, I feel they are the top. They are going to be the finalists.
CSK is so complete. And I think Mumbai has a better first 11, but I think CSK has a better squad.
Yeah.
CSK has many players for every position.
Mumbai has always gone in such a way that they always have the strong 11, but they don't have the backup. Let's say Mumbai is not there.
Yeah, so let's talk about Mumbai, because I think I want to spend most time on Mumbai. We won't go through every team, but just some things here and there. Mumbai, who did Mumbai get in the auction? They got Kudzi, 5 crore, Madhushanka, and Tusara. Then they got Nabi for 1.5 crore. And then they got Indian players, Shreyas Gopal. Shreyas Gopal, 20 lakh. I'm shocked. I'm so happy to get 20 lakhs for him, because... Sure, he's not the best spinner, but he is a spinner when you require. He can bat a bit as well. And 20 lakhs for an Indian player who used to play for Mumbai before is good. So, what is their 11?
What I just said now, I feel that Mumbai Indians, they lack in terms of backup. Let's say, I feel from the squad, the opening combination is going to be Rohit and Ishan.
Correct.
If any one of them is not available for a match, who is going to be the backup opener? I don't see anyone. This is a big problem for them.
Tilak Varma may have to open, no?
But he has never opened. I'm just saying that they don't have proper backups. Like, they don't have three or four openers. Like, three openers at least.
Yeah, because Cameron Green used to open last year.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Maybe they will experiment with Devar Brevis or somebody else. But I don't see a backup. This has always been a problem with Mumbai Indians. When they're... like Jofra Archer or Bumrah is not playing, or if some opener is not playing, then they don't have proper backup. This is where Chennai, they cover all their bases.
Yeah, you're making me worried now. Okay. Okay, Rohit, Ishan. So, first 11, let's hope they're playing all games and they're there. And then you've got Sky.
The good part is they are going to have top 5 people from India, and they are all gun players, and they can have good bowling, considering they play 3 or 4.
So top 5, you've got Tilak.
Rohit, Ishan, Surya Kumar Yadav, Hardik and Tilak. Okay. They are going to be your top 5.
And then Tim David will play?
Tim David will come at 6 as a finisher role. And then they will have Kudzi, but they don't have a proper good all-rounder batting at 7 or below.
Shepherd is there, Mario Shepherd, but he's good in batting, good in bowling, but he's not very good in either. And if you pick Shepherd, that means you are sitting out some, because can you go with three foreign fast bowlers? Can you go with Shepherd?
I think Kudzi and... they are going to play 5 bowlers apart from Hardik, I'm talking, and they will get 2 proper spinners on place. Maybe they will go with Chawla.
No, but Chawla will come as impact sub anyways, right? So it's 12 players. So Chawla will come in as impact sub.
They don't have any good spinners, I feel.
No, but
number their spinners are Piyush, Kumar, Kartike, and Shreyas Gopal.
Number 7 will be Vadhera is there, right?
They have to play 2 spinners, because they will go with 3 fast bowlers, because the fourth one will be Hardik.
Impact sub, you get Vadhera.
Even with the impact sub, you need to play 2 spinners at least, right? Who will be the 2? They have Piyush, Kumar, and Shreyas
Gopal. Yogesh Chawla and Shreyas
Gopal. Kumar Kart, Shreyas Gopal, these three. They don't have a like international standard really good.
Nabi is there.
Nabi, yeah, if they play, but I'm talking about a good wrist spinner. Well, here, maybe Mumbai would have got...
Mumbai doesn't have a... Yeah. Mumbai doesn't have a good wrist spinner. Mumbai...
They don't have a single international level
but why spinner as of now. International level... I mean, Chawla was one of the best last year, right? He's still there. So,
he's still there.
It's like a one-year team.
You can't go... with here, you don't have limitation of 15 players or six picking a 15, 16 players for a squad. You are picking 25, 27 players in your squad.
But 25 you players... Want to pick? You want to pick Adil Rashid or someone?
I'm talking if you have a squad of 25...
Hasaranga, people. Hasaranga. I wanted Hasaranga to come. 1.5 crores he went for, yeah, Hasaranga.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that, yeah.
See, this is where I talk that they don't have a proper backup. If Piyush Chawla is, let's say he goes for runs in the initial 2-3 matches, yeah, what they will do?
Get
they will
play.
That's what I'm talking there. That's why I'm surprised the people like Shamsi, even Unsold, they could have got him for about 50 lakhs.
Forget about Shamsi now.
No, I'm really surprised that he went unsold. But number one, he was number one T20 bowler for 2 years, yeah, and he went unsold.
He's good. Okay, so here's my 12. Okay, I'll say 12 for Mumbai. Rohit Sharma, Ishan Kishan, Suri Kumar, Tilak Verma, Hardik Pandya, Tim David at 6 is the first foreign player. 7, Nihal Vadera. Okay, or swap them 6 and 7. You can swap them, but Nihal Vadera. So now I've got 7. Proper batsman in the top 7.
Yeah.
Then I'll get Kudzi and either Berendorf or Madhushanka.
Yeah.
Okay. At the moment, I have not picked Romario Shepherd.
Okay.
So how many do I have? 9. And then I'll go with Bumrah and depending on the pitch, either Shreyas Gopal or Madhwal. And then the impact sub will be Piyush Chawla coming in for Nihal Vadera. So I've got my 2 spinners. I've got 5 pace options with Hardik.
Yeah.
2 foreign, 2 Indian and Hardik.
But they need to play matches in Eden Gardens, Chepak, in where I'm a bit worried they are a bit. They don't have a backup in opener and they don't have a proper spinner. This is their like Achilles heel, especially in terms of.
So let's look at Chennai's team. Then who did. So firstly, Chennai. Yeah,
Chennai's hard to pick 12 for them. They are so good in the squad. I'm not a big fan of Chennai.
Chennai's team.
If somebody asks me which team, I know I can get a lot of bashing. Somebody, which team you don't want to win IPL, it's Chennai for me. I hate them.
Sumit, you are so welcome to this podcast. I'm so glad that you said that. We'll probably lose half of our followers because half of the world follows.
I know. I gave a big statement, but
yeah. I'm a Mumbai Indian. Do you have a team then?
Yeah, I prefer Rajasthan Royals. If not them, then agle saal cup namde RCB. I have a big only because of Rahul Dravid because he has been associated with these two teams. So that's why I just follow.
Also, Royals because of Rahul Dravid.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, so CSK. We have to talk about CSK, right? So
they have every. They have.
Wait, first, who did they buy? They bought Rachin Ravindra. Superb player. I love the guy. He's young. He's not tested in T20, but he will get there, right? We can imagine. And in the CSK setup with Fleming and with Dhoni, he's probably in the right place for him. So 1.8 crores.
They have surprised me just with one name. The rest, everything was expected. No, Samir Rizvi,
yeah.
Uncapped player, have played just 2 first-class matches,
yeah.
11 T20s, just 11 T20s, and he has been sold at 8.4 crores.
He's the UP...
UP
guy. UP, yeah. He's playing for, I think, one of those...
local UP League. T20 leagues, yeah.
I saw he's hit so many big sixes. So he's got fast hands, like the way he's hitting the sixes. He kind of reminded me of Ravindra, the way he's smacking the ball straight, or Shreyas Iyer. But he's playing really cross-batted. So
he's one of the find by the scouts who have gone through all the leagues. And we need to see how he performs. But 8.4 crores for a person who is uncapped, has played only 2 first-class and 11 T20 matches. That's all.
fine, right? So there's potential. I mean, if you look earlier, this is what the IPL teams were doing wrong earlier. You know, 7-8 years ago, they used to pick players like Sarfaraz Khan. No, but even Sarfaraz Khan. Sarfaraz Khan was retained as one of the top three RCB retentions before a mega auction. When he's never been an IPL player, he's never been a T20 player, Sarfaraz Khan. And this time he's gone unsold. I think his base price was also nothing. He was unsold. And Rizvi is going for 8.5. So anyway, I let's see.
It can be a fine like Rinku Singh. Rinku Singh, now everybody knows Rinku Singh and he has played 40.
But he
is playing for KKR from the past 4 years. So they have invested in him from the last 4 years. It's the same case like Rizvi, because 4 years back, Rinku Singh was nothing. There were no stats to back him up. But somebody saw pedigree. I think it can be the same case. It might not be the same case. We have to see. Only years will tell.
Okay. So let's look at their team. Or do you know? Have you listed their team? Or
which one?
CSK is playing 12.
CSK, I feel I have their playing 11. I think, again, they what they lack is they don't have good Indian spinner. Rest everything looks good. So they have openers in Conway, Ravindra, and Ruturaj Gaikwad, which is pretty good. Middle order, again, they have bought this new guy, Rizvi, Rahane. Rahane can be, again, he can play in middle order, one down, he can come as opener. Then Ardhoni, then Sheikh Rashid,
Shivam Dubey.
Then Shivam Dubey, Ravindra Jadeja, Daryl Mitchell, Moeen Ali, Nishant Sindhu, Ajay Mandal. And then fast bowlers, they have Deepak Chahar, Shardul Thakur, Tushar Deshpande, Pathi Rana, Mukesh Chaudhary, Mustafiz Rehman, and that young Hungaraker, upcoming all-rounder.
Yeah. I'm more of a pacer, but Isme se, what is their 11 or 12?
I think Gaikwad and Conway definitely.
Obviously, they are probably doing world's best.
And though in the later half of the season, Rahane became their solid one-down batsman.
Yeah.
I think they will stick, at least during the start, they will stick with the same plan. Then Daryl Mitchell will come in.
Okay, Daryl Mitchell will play, you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. And then they will have the finishers, three finishers, Dubey, Jadeja and Dhoni at 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Then they can have two lower batsmen and pacers, Shardul Thakur and Deepak Chahar.
Yeah.
Then they will have Pathi Rana and Thikshana and Tushar Deshpande as super sub.
So they will not play Santner and they will not play Moeen Ali.
Santner, because you have Jadeja. You can't have like two left-arm orthodox spinners playing in the 11. I doubt. With Jadeja, they are going to go ahead because they will have, definitely they will play Thikshana and they will bowl him in the power play. They have been their go-to bowler for power play.
Yeah.
So if they are playing Jadeja and Thikshana, I doubt they will go for another. They can have this guy. If they want to play, maybe they can go with Rachin Ravindra and they can have another left-hand spinner plus a batter.
I think Ravindra is behind Moeen Ali, clearly behind.
No, I don't see him been playing 11. I just say that if you need somebody with Thikshana and Ravindra Jadeja, because if Thikshana is bowling four overs,
Thikshana will play?
Thikshana definitely is going to play because he has used him in the power plays almost in every match.
So you're saying Ali and
Ravindra? In all the match, they will start with, I feel they will start with Deepak Chahar and Thikshana. And if Thikshana goes for one good over, they will give him another one over in the power play. This is how they are going to go ahead.
Yeah, because they Tushar Deshpande will play as an impact sub and Shardul Thakur will not open the bowling.
Yeah, Thakur will come after Thakur and Jadeja. They will be the bowlers, which they will use after 6 overs after power play. And Pathi Rana they will use in over 16, 18 and 20.
Okay. Yeah, very good team, no? I think.
It looks covered up. Only thing I find is they don't have, apart from Jadeja, they don't have a good Indian spinner.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk last with Rajasthan Royals, my favorite.
honestly, I had four top teams. I thought Mumbai and CSK were the top two. I like the team of Lucknow and I like the team of Rajasthan.
The best part about Rajasthan is they have bowlers. They have fantastic lineup, whether you say spinners or fast bowlers. Even if they have to go ahead with only Indian pacers plus spinners, they can get it covered. They have Avish Khan, Prasidh Krishna, Kuldeep Sen, Navdeep Saini, Sandeep Sharma. And overseas, they have Trent Bolt. Spinners, they have Ashwin, Chahal, and they have
Zampa. Ashwin, Chahal, Zampa. And they have Burger also.
The only thing what I feel they are missing is they have no finger spinner, proper finger spinner. They have all the wrist spinners.
Ashwin.
He has been throwing so much of back of the hand. I almost forget that he's a finger spinner.
Yeah.
Then they have only thing what I think they are missing is a good all rounder.
No, they're not.
Which one?
Riyan Parakh.
Yeah. Only just one name.
But
every team in the squad of 25, they have 3 to 4 all rounders.
The reason I like this team,
name one more guy apart from Riyan Parakh who is an all rounder. This is a team because even last year,
if we need all rounders,
they didn't use Riyan Parakh as a bowler last IPL. They were the only team who went with 5 proper bowlers. They were giving 4 overs quota to these 5 bowlers only.
Which
they
is
were
the fine, only right? With the impact sub,
with the impact sub, okay. Yeah, you don't require all rounder.
When you've got bowlers like Trent Bolt and you've got
good. They are definitely like going to move ahead with Ashwin and Chahal. No chance there. And then they will be using 3 pacers and they will get one super sub as well.
3 pacers will be Bolt, Prasidh Krishna
and Avish Khan. Yeah. Then they can use Navdeep Saini or Kuldeep Sen as super sub. They can replace a batsman.
Yeah, but the thing with Riyan Parakh is that he has improved a lot in the last 12 months.
As a finisher, as a batsman.
As a finisher, as a batsman. As a finisher, as a batsman, he is probably one of the really top ones now in India. Did you see the in recently?
What he's doing good is in the local T20 leagues. He needs to perform at IPL level. It's not like he didn't get the batting last season. Do you remember?
But he will, right? He got
the last impactful inning, you remember?
In his local T20. It's a side Mushtaq.
Yeah, you need to perform at IPL level. Then only things will change. You can hit centuries in...
But he will, right? I mean, he's still young. The thing is, he brought Assam, I think they reached the finals, right? And they beat Mumbai also. Mumbai domestic team in the Saeed Mushtaq Ali. But he had something like 750s in 8 matches or 8.
He has played good 50 plus knocks. He has played some good innings. I remember, but they were like 3 or 4 years ago in IPL. But I don't remember some good 22. Innings.
A few weeks ago, he was 21. This guy was born in 2001. He's been playing for so long.
No, I have high hopes from Riyan Parakh. It's my team. I don't want to play against any other player.
I think, but
I feel what they lack is a good all-rounder. But Rajasthan is a smart team. They know with the impact rule, they don't have to invest much in a all-rounder. What they need to go is for proper batsman, proper bowler, and they have gone for them.
And their batting is also very solid.
Yeah, they have Butler, Jaiswal, which they are going to open.
They have Sandeep Samson. They gave away Padikkal.
Yeah.
Which was a good move, I think.
Yeah, because they had kind of four openers. Yeah. You can't have 4 openers in your team.
Yeah.
So they got Samson. Now they are going to open with again Butler and Jaiswal. And then they will have Captain Sanju Samson, who will come at one down. Then you will have Hetmyer will come at 4. I doubt Hetmyer will come at 4.
No, Powell will come at 4. No? Robman Powell at 4 and Hetmyer at 5.
Hey, they are going to use 3 batsmen in overseas.
Yes. Yes.
And they are only going to use, Trent Bolt in bowlers.
Yeah. Okay.
And Robman Powell, Hetmyer. Yeah. Then you will have your Riyan Parakh and Dhruv Jurel. And then they will have R. Ashwin and then the bowlers. This is going to be.
I think it's a good team.
I feel they have the best bowling attack. I'm not sure about the batting, but this is a team who can defend good low totals.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the best bowling attack. I think it's a good bowling attack, yeah. Especially their Indian bowlers are good.
But when I see in terms of backup and everything, even if, let's say, if Avesh Khan is injured or Krishna is injured, they can have Navdeep Saini, Kuldeep Sain, Sandeep Sharma, good swing bowler. They have Adam Zampa. If let's say Trent Bolt is not there, Adam Zampa, he can come in. When they need three quality spinners to go in some match, they can go with Ashwin, Chahal and Zampa. I feel they are a good team and bowlers win you the tournament. They haven't won a tournament since the first edition. Let's see how it goes.
They are a good team. Lucknow also is a good team. Lucknow, this is what I think will be
the when we finish the auction, on paper, every team looks good.
No, RCB doesn't look good. RCB doesn't look good. Even I think Punjab and SRH don't look good. SRH was looking good last year, but this time I think they've really, because of Pat Cummins, it looks a bit funny, huh? I think, RCB. So, yeah, SRH. But it's not bad, SRH. The thing is, you know, see, their foreign players, I'm very confused about let's talk about SRH, fine. So, their foreign players, I'm confused about. Firstly, they have to play Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
They have to play Klassen as wicketkeeper. He has to play because they don't really have any other option for wicketkeeper. Yeah. Travis Head can maybe not play.
I think they will go ahead with Travis Head because what they have suffered, where they have lagged, is the good opening combination. They use, I think, 5 or 6 different opening combinations in the last IPL. Sometimes Abhishek Sharma was coming, sometimes Mayank Agarwal was coming, sometimes Rahul Tripathi was coming. And it's like either Rahul Tripathi was batting at number 1 or he was coming at like 6-7. The same was happening with Abhishek Sharma. They never had a settled opening combination.
Yeah, but then if you're playing Travis Head, you're playing Klassen, you're playing Pat Cummins, and
you have to play Markram. He's the captain.
You have to play Markram. He's the captain.
He's the captain.
Right. So you are dropping Marco Jansen.
Yeah.
You are dropping Hasaranga.
They will go with the Markram. They have to play. He's the captain.
Yeah.
Listen, he has to play. He's the only good wicketkeeper what they have. Pat Cummins, they have bought him at 20 crores. Yeah. He's going to play. They are going to play. And Travis said, I feel they are going to go ahead as an opener.
Fine, yeah.
They have decent. They will go with Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Natarajan, Umran Malik. They have 3 good Indian pace bowlers.
Unadkat.
Then they have Unadkat as backup. So, in terms of Indian, they really don't require a overseas. They have Pat Cummins already.
I have no faith in Hyderabad doing anything.
I think the thing is, they have got Hasaranga. Ideally, he should be in the 11.
Yeah.
But he can only come if they drop Travis Head.
It can happen. Let me. Abhishek Sharma can open with Mayank.
With Mayank, yeah. But he had a very mediocre again. He was captain, then the captaincy was shifted to Markram again.
Yeah.
Quite problematic team. Let's see how they go ahead.
Yeah, I think Abhishek.
Let's talk about
RCB.
RCB, yeah. You can't ignore them.
So they've taken Cameron Green firstly.
Yeah.
Pre-auction. So
I just read he has dropped himself out of the IPL. Just three days back.
I don't know what you're reading, Aaron. Where are you reading all this stuff? On Facebook? WhatsApp?
No, he had some medical...
Cameron Green, no.
Yeah. I will go through again. What I have read is that he's not... There's some diagnosis has happened and he might not play the next IPL.
Let's assume he's playing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. They've got a good batting lineup, right? But they are, again, reliant on a few names. But they've got a good batting lineup. They've got Maxwell, Faf, Cameron Green as the 3 foreign batsmen. Kohli and Patidar. And Dinesh Karthik has to play.
Yeah.
It's 6 over. Mahipal Lomror also played well last year. He batted at 3-4 and he did 4, I think he was batting more at. And he had some good knocks. Now, the bowling is where I'm a bit iffy. Siraj, they've got Alzari Joseph for 11 crore.
Alzari Joseph will play because they have...
So, Lockie Ferguson.
But Lockie Ferguson will be like backup of Joseph. If Joseph is not playing, they will play Ferguson.
Yeah.
I don't think they are going to play 2 overseas bowlers.
They can't.
Because they have to play Duplessis, Maxwell and Green.
Yes. That's it. Then who do they have in bowling? That's the point. Their bowling is weak. Indian bowling is very weak.
Yeah, their Indian bowling is weak. And I don't see Ideally, they should play Karan Sharma.
They will, yeah.
Karan Sharma, because he's a good lower order, good hitting batsman and a good wrist spinner.
And Yash Dayal, they paid a lot. And I mean, people pay 5 crores and clubs pay 5 crores and then never play that player.
And this is quite awkward if they are going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a week.
But I don't see him in the playing 11, frankly. I don't see Yash Dayal in the playing 11 or even 12, including the impact player.
Then who will they play? Akash Deep?
They will. I think they will have Cameron Green and Maxwell. Both will bowl. They will try to play a lot of batsmen. Because definitely you can get 4 overs, 2 from Maxwell and 2 from Green. They have been bowling beautifully. And then if your 4 overs are covered by these 2 people, 2 all-rounders, then you can have Mohammad Siraj. You can have Karan Sharma.
And you still need
Azhari Joseph.
Yeah, you still need one more player, which has to be a bowler.
You can have Akash. Yeah, Akash Deep. They might go with Akash Deep.
Yash may play.
Yash might play.
Okay. Any other team you want to talk about? Gujarat or no?
Yeah, Gujarat. I think we're only left with Gujarat and Punjab.
Gujarat and Punjab. Okay, fine. Gujarat, problem with Gujarat is they got rid of Hardik Pandya, their captain, their batsman, their bowler. And don't really know what they've done to replace him. They've replaced him with Shah Rukh Khan. Aayega Pathan ki tarah.
No, but the thing is, after the impact player rule, I still feel that even if you are lacking all-rounder, it can still work.
It can still work, but having an all-rounder still is useful, and because it adds depth to the batting. And I mean, it's not a bad team, but it's not a good team, right? Problem is, they have no wicketkeeper. They have to play Vridhiman Saha. They got this new guy, right? Robin Mintz.
I'm not sure whether Mohammad Shami will be fit for the IPL or not. Usually players get fit for IPL, but we have to see. If Mohammad Shami is not there, I see this team struggling because they have let go Ferguson, which was a big shocker to me.
But they got Spencer Johnson.
We need to see how he does. He didn't do bad, Lockie Ferguson.
Yeah.
He did really good. I don't know why they didn't retain him. See, we see that Saha and Shubham Gill will open.
Yeah.
But this combination did well.
I don't know how Saha is going to be now, but fine. You have to
know. If you see last year,
I know he was smacking it, right?
He has always smacked it. He has always been an underrated player, I feel, especially in terms of T20.
But he was playing, I think he was playing a lot more cricket than it. I just don't know what he's been up to last 1 year.
We need to see how it go, but they have Wade. Even if, because you have seen how Wade
was so, suppose Wade plays, then
they might open with Sai Sudarshan, Shubham Gill.
Yeah.
And then you will have David Miller, Vijay Shankar, Shah Rukh Khan. Then you will have Wade. And then you can have Rahul Tevatiya, Rashid Khan, Noor Ahmed, Mohammad Shami.
Not bad, huh?
They look good.
And they got Omar Zahi for like 50 lakh.
Yeah.
He did well in the World Cup. Not that bad, actually. It's not that bad. Well, I never said it was bad. But I just said there's
who can play that they can bat even till 11.
Bat even till 11. Yeah. Hey, Mohammed Shami and Umesh Yadav will bat.
Let's say Shubham Gill and Ridhiman Saha or Matthew Wade, whoever comes. Then you can have Sai Sudarshan, Vijay Shankar, David Miller, Shah Rukh Khan, Rahul Tevatiya. Rashid Khan at 8, who can still hit. You can have 9 at Noor Ahmed, who can still hit some big shots. Then you can have 11. Whom I was talking about, this all rounder. Umar Zahi. He can bowl and he can bat. You can have good batting at 11. They can go. They need to see, but they are looking good.
There's one team that one player actually I want to talk about, which is Rishabh Pant. I don't know if he's going to play as a wicketkeeper. They've said that he'll play the IPL and he'll come back to Delhi as captain. But if he is not wicketkeeper, then I think it could be a little bit, which I don't think he will be, then it could be a little bit tricky for...
Then they have Abhishek Poril and Ricky Bhui, but they are all domestic players. We haven't seen much about Abhishek Poral seems be the front runner if Rishabh Pant is not playing. And they have Shai Hope. They have got Shai Hope as well. They can get Shai Hope be a wicketkeeper, but they will lose on one OSC slot on that. Because ideally they should play Brook, Marsh, Warner.
Brook, Marsh, Nokia. Warner, Nokia. And Nokia.
Yeah. They could be idle.
Yeah.
For overseas players. But if Pant is not there, rather than going for Ricky Bui or Abhishek Poral, I think
Kumar Kushagra they got, no? They got Kumar Kushagra in the
option. He's a wicketkeeper?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he's the thing is Jharkhand, he's from Jharkhand.
Okay.
Jharkhand, ever since Dhoni, has been coming up with these
wicketkeeper
batsmen. Hard hitting. And I think it's all because of Dhoni. So Dhoni, then
Ishan
Kishan, Kumar Kushagra.
Okay.
And Robin Mintz.
Okay.
He's also mincemeat kar dega, you know, waisa hai. So they're all the same kind of hard hitting Jharkhand, and Jharkhand has been doing really, really well in domestic, right? So all of these players are contributing to it.
Jharkhand, they have Tristan Stubbs as well. He's also a wicketkeeper.
Yeah, but like I said, their foreign players are solid, right? You can't.
No, instead of Shai Hope, they can play Tristan Stubbs. He's a hard hitting.
I hope you won't play, yeah. I think Mitchell March is there.
No, Shai Hope, not Shai Hope. I'm saying I just went through the squad. Tristan Stubbs. He's a good.
Yeah, but hard hitting. Wait, Warner is playing. Norkia is playing.
I'm saying Mitchell March is playing. Pant is not playing. If Pant is not playing, then even Tristan Stubbs he can play.
Harry Brook will be dropped.
Harry Brook or maybe. They won't play Nokia and they will go for...
No. You can't do four foreign batsmen, no? One foreign bowler, you'll know.
They can still afford. They can they have Kuldeep Yadav, Akshar Patel, who are going to be our two spinners. And Lalit Yadav, he bowled...
No, but they don't have pace, no?
They have Khalil Ahmed, Ishan Sharma, Mukesh Kumar.
Yeah.
All three can... They can go ahead with these three players.
That's it. If they not Nokia. Not
let's happening. Say if Pant is not there,
not
they have to
not happening. Not happening. The Nokia, you're not going to drop Nokia for these.
Then they need to drop one of. Then they need to drop maybe Harry Brook.
Yeah, definitely.
And accommodate Tristan Stubbs.
Yeah, they also have NGD, right? Which again is if Nokia is not playing, the NGD will play. Fine. Punjab, I don't really want to talk about anything except their auction. So, you said you didn't actually watch the auction.
Yeah.
Do you know about this thing where Punjab bought a player they didn't want?
Which one?
So, Punjab, they always do weird stuff in the auction. Especially Ness. They bid for a player called Shashank Singh.
Okay.
After they bid 20 lakhs for him. The auctioneer, the new lady... asked around and everyone said no. And then she said, sold to Punjab. Then Punjab says, sorry, we don't want him. And everyone is making fun of them. And the lady, the auctioneer said, no, I've put the gavel down. It's done. It's done. I can't say no, right? That's not how auction works. You have to take him. Apparently, there are two players in the auction list named Shashank Singh. And they may have wanted to go for another Shashank Singh, but they went for this one.
Oh.
Today's the day after the IPL auction. Today, they came out with a tweet saying, no, there are two players. We wanted to go for this guy only. Which makes no sense. It makes them look like fools because if they wanted to go for him, why did they say no?
Okay.
Because in the auction, they were saying, no, we don't want him. And then, you know, Neswadia argues all the time, right? I think he's a spoiled brat. But anyway. Who's going to win?
I feel the top four teams should be Gujarat Titans, Mumbai Indians, CSK and Rajasthan Royals. This is my top four teams.
Rajasthan will have it.
And the fifth team, so can no give Lucknow, a no Lucknow. Tough fight. Who can be where? Can be Lucknow. Yeah.
Lucknow, yeah. I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. But I think Mumbai is going to win. Obviously. But really, frankly, seriously, the reason they're going to win is because of the fast bowling. Wankhede pitch, always good for some sort of pace battery, as we've seen. Bumrah, Berendorf, Kudzi, Madhushanka, Shepherd, if needed, Hardik. This is just the pace bowling. And the biggest X factor is going to be, I think this is what Mukesh Ambani did before the auction. He probably is the one who got the rule change. You know about the new rule change about two bouncers?
Yeah, two bouncers.
Now there's two bouncers allowed. That's big. That's big. Okay, two bouncers meaning one third of the fast bowler's quota can be bouncers. It's also, it can also backfire. Especially Wankhede, you can have edges that go anywhere. But this is going to be superb for Mumbai. So I think Mumbai is going to take it away.
Let's see. I don't mind Mumbai going for the sixth title. I will be happy.
Cool.
Okay. Nice, Arjun.